This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good evening and welcome to Dystopical, and thank you for the great intro from Brian from Black and Pink. And I'm Kat, and as he said, Dystopical is a debate and a reflection on issues and topics that matter to queer women in the community. And we also have a focus on showcasing the talents of local queer women singers and songwriters. Now on tonight's show, Farine's actually away, but I am joined by Max and Bin. Max, you might know if you've been out there on the scene as the former bar manager from the Opium Den in the Drag Kings days. And Bin, you may know from things such as Diverso, various speed dating events, Reclaim the Night, lots of random scene events at both the 10th Muse and the Empire. Hi, guys, and thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having us.
Now, it's no coincidence that I've got these guys in tonight, because tonight we're actually going to be talking about the scene, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And before we start, I think it's worth mentioning that clearly there are a lot of different perspectives on the scene. Some use scene as a derogatory term and insist that they don't do the scene, whereas some people love the scene. And obviously we can't relate the views of all queer women, because it's different for everyone being queer. We all have different experiences, backgrounds, ages, etc. So what we can promise you is that Dystopical will always be from our point of view, and it will be our honest point of view. So if your view or your thoughts or experiences are different, or even if things used to be different when you were out and about on the scene, or even if you just think that our views are ridiculous, then please feel free to write into the show. During the show, you can text us on 0427JOY949, or you can Facebook us at Dystopical, D-Y-S-T-O-P-I-C-A-L, or email us at dear.dystopical@gmail.com or dystopical@joy.org.au. Now, as I said before, scene is sometimes used by some people as a derogatory term, but clearly there's a lot of good in the scene as well. But I figure, hey, why start with that? Let's go from bad to worse, and then we'll come back to what's good about the scene, so we can, you know, end on a positive note. And now I've been teaching philosophy all day, so I think we should actually start with a definition. I think it's very important to define your terms. How would you guys define the scene?
Anywhere that you're hanging out, and it is predominantly queer, I would guess.
So any kind of queer venue? Or?
Well, I think it's all the bars and the venue, you know, like Libation, the Glossy, Bendigo, all those places, and Alia. They're just a lot of lesbians hanging out in the same place, just, yeah.
Doing what they do.
Lots
of alcohol. So, okay, so it's a drinking scene. It's a club scene. It's people hanging out in the same space because of the fact that they have been queer in common, other interests, you think? Like, is it about being queer?
I think if you were going to, you could really go broad and say that the queer scene is any event where it is predominantly queer, but I think what dominates that is the drinking nightlife. I've just heard complaints that it's...
And I think queer is the common component of all of it. Like, everyone that's queer goes to these things, you know? So that's what brings everyone together.
Okay. I mean, I think it's one of those terms where, you know, everyone knows what the scene means, but it probably does mean slightly different things to different people. And obviously there's also the arts scene. There's a lot of queer stuff. All right, so let's start with talking about what's bad about the scene. And now, I mentioned to people before that this is going to be from our point of view, and also, obviously, the point of view of our friends. So if you've got different opinions, or you have different experiences, or if you happen to be on the scene, you know, 15 years ago and you find that it's changed a lot, please feel free to write in and tell us about it.
Or even, like, 15 years in the future, what you'd like to see.
What you'd like to see in the future, that would be great. So, all right, what do you think is bad about the scene, guys?
It's kind of an incestuous breeding ground for knowing everyone.
Yeah, I think everyone knows everyone. Everyone knows everyone's histories, exes, where they live, what they do.
And some people like that, but I'm a little more...
private?
Yeah, just...
So it's small, that's what you say. Mm. It's small, everyone knows everyone, everyone has slept with everyone, and if they haven't slept with everyone, they've slept with someone who slept with someone who you know. And you're saying you don't think that there's a hell of a lot of privacy.
Struggle to have more than a 5-minute conversation with someone and find out anything more than their favourite colour, because you'll figure out that you slept with their housemate's sister's ex-girlfriend.
Right.
And from there, it's not exciting anymore.
Well, yeah. I can give you an example of why I think it's really small is because there was a door person at one of the local venues that got fired recently, and they spread the word to all their friends to boycott the venue, and they did. I mean, eventually people started coming back, but it's a way of, you know, making or breaking a business as well. So, I mean, just the word getting out,
it's
and everyone...
proof. Yeah,
exactly.
Because also there aren't that many venues to go to.
Correct.
So if you're... fairly small pool of clientele boycott you, then that's kind of it.
That's kind of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could say in a way that encourages that our venues will look after us. However, if you're not in with the clique that's in at the time, then you will be isolated. Like, without doubt. I mean, that's a very good example. I'm sure there's hundreds more where people have just had a little fight with their friend and other scenes, then that may just be okay, even in other workplaces, wherever.
Well, it's a much bigger pool, isn't it?
Exactly. And if you fall out with the other fish here, you're screwed. You find a hobby or something.
No one wants to be isolated.
Just stop drinking. Like, you can't go anywhere.
Well, that's true. No one wants to be isolated from a really small pond of people. Getting back to the lack of privacy and the smallness, a problem that I've found on the scene, and one of the reasons that I rarely go out these days, and things that other people have complained to me about, is, look, we've got a whole lot of women and a whole lot of estrogen all in one space, and women who are just primarily hanging out with other women of whatever persuasion, but it seems to me that there's a lot of talking about stuff that go, like a lot of talking, so much talking.
We're talking about the talking.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not one for talking about my feelings, let alone all the time. And also a lot of the things that we, I guess stereotypically we associate with stuff that girls do, like a lot of bitching and...
A lot of cattiness,
a lot of backstabbing. Nothing. It feels like many women have complained to me that, you know, nothing feels sacred. Like, no relationship is sacred because everyone's having sex with their friends anyway, and so everyone's fair game, and so it doesn't really feel like a safe place to be.
Well, it just comes back to the smallness of the community, you know, just everyone actually does know everyone.
It's hard because you're trying to, I don't know, with this isolation, we're talking about no privacy, but then we want to be a part of the group. And I want to be able to sit in the corner of the group and not be talked about. Like, you want to be there, you want to feel safe, because I know I go to venues and I want to get a vodka sunrise without being asked what gender I am. So I like to go on the scene because no one's going to ask me if I'm sleeping with women. It's quite clear. So I don't have to talk about that. Again.
That's interesting, because when I started going out on the scene in Melbourne, I had the opposite problem where I felt quite excluded because people would come up and like and see me, you know, wearing a dress and having, you know,
long
hair.
For those listening, Kat and I look
very
quite different.
and would say, you know, sorry, honey, you're in the right venue. You do realise this is, you know, a lesbian bar. Are you actually gay? And so that was really frustrating because I felt kind of excluded and I felt like I should have blonde, spiky hair.
But I think that's flavour of the month too. Like, femmes are coming more in, you know, and before...
Yay. Yay. I'm yay about this too. This
fem. Bet you are.
I mean, if you went to... Sorry, another example. If you went to Alia maybe 6 months ago, everyone looked like Shane of the L Word. Now it's everyone's starting to look like Ruby Rose. It's
right.
Just a transition, and, you know, and I think femme is one of those things that... that the scene would look at like that.
I think it depends as well. If you're femme, you're going to notice the discrimination that you get as a femme woman. If
that's
you're butch,
right.
you're going. I know.
You're going to notice. Let me guess what you're going to say. You're going to notice the discrimination that you get as a butch.
Well, I've been yelled at for opening doors, and I'm not being chivalrous. I'm just the first one there. Like, you know, so I know it goes both ways, but. It's so funny that we run to these places to escape the isolation and then we sit there and isolate each other.
That's a really good point. We do. And discriminate against each other. Maybe that comes down
then
to... And then sleep with each other and then we sleep with each other's girlfriends. Maybe this all comes down to the fact that we are a pool of people that are associating on the basis of one common thing, which is not necessarily to do with personal interests other than... like a queer orientation.
I sleep with women, you sleep with women, let's hang out.
Hey, let's hang out, because I'm sure we've got so much more in common.
That's very true.
Maybe sometimes it doesn't always work.
Well, I find it really boring in that sense.
And welcome back to Dystopical. We're talking about the scene, the good, the bad and the ugly, with Kat and Bin and Max. Now, as I said earlier, we obviously can't relate the views of all queer women. We can only talk about our own, because being queer is different for everyone. And some people have been on the scene for a long time, some people haven't. Some people look femme, some people don't. Some people look like whatever they look like or have whatever persuasion that they do. What we have in common is being queer. So if you'd like to get your view across, please feel free to write in to us. You can text us during the show on 0427 JOY 949, or you can even email us at onair@joy.org.au or Facebook us at Dystopical. Now, this section is about the ugly, but someone actually has written in, and I think they probably cover all of those things, but I think it'd be really interesting to read out what they have to say. So, Ben, did you want to do that?
Yeah, sure. This is Emma, and she writes, "The good, it's fun, it's flirty. It's a bevy of sexy girls and boys and women of all just losing their inhibitions and shaking their groove thing. It's a way for the baby dykes to meet people and realize it's okay to be gay, and it's a way for all queer women of all persuasions to meet people, catch up with friends, and just have some fun. The bad, the drama dykes, the way everyone knows exactly who's been with who, which is what we were talking about.
That's right.
The way some people have been with everyone in their social circle, which is also what we were talking about. And the limited venues. The ugly is drugs or alcohol abuse, abuse of women and STIs. She also wrote the exes, which is sometimes good, sometimes bad, and sometimes ugly.
Oh, never.
I hate the ugly ones.
Yeah.
And she goes on to say, if they're on the scene, you're going to see them. And she also wants to say hi to Ginny.
If my exes are listening, I want to say I don't have any ugly ones either.
Yeah, or any STIs.
That too, that helps.
Yeah. I think that you should probably know that. Well, I think she pretty much captured that quite well.
Yeah.
That is the really ugly stuff about the scene. Fareen and I will be talking more about this over the course of this grid. But women actually, lesbians have a higher rate of domestic abuse than straight women, surprisingly. Really goes against that stereotype that men are the perpetrators of violence. People are the perpetrators of violence, it would seem. Lesbians have a higher rate of drug abuse as well. They're more likely to smoke, abuse alcohol and be overweight. So
let's all hang out on the same.
Yay! So obviously these are things you can abuse alcohol and smoke cigarettes and be overweight on the scene. So I guess we see that a lot. And I think the point about exes is a really good one too. It's a very small pool of people. If you don't want to run into your ex, basically you stay home.
It was a funny point. A friend of mine came out to her mother not long ago and was terrified. But the only thing her mum said was that I feel sorry for you guys in a way. And she didn't mean you guys, like you people sort of thing. But you guys, because... It must be so hard for you being friends, because let's be generalised, straight people have that divide. The men don't talk to the men, to the women unless they're kind of more intimate. And she was saying how hard it is because you end up attracted to each other. And I'm sure, maybe it's just me, that, you know, you sleep with a friend or something and it's like, whoops. It's just because you are attracted to women, and then you're hanging out with women, you're working with women. It just becomes...
It's bound to happen, and... pretty soon everyone slept with everyone who slept with everyone. And it can get really awkward. I don't think you even need to be particularly promiscuous. Just give it enough time.
We need to just have a one-off.
Have slept with everyone you know.
So you have a one-off night, get it all out of the way, and then move on. Everyone can carry on. We'll have nothing to talk about.
Busy night.
And a long night.
Well, for some.
Anyway, on that note, we're going to come back in a second and talk about the good things about the scene, because obviously there are lots of them. Otherwise, none of us would have been there and none of us would know anything about it. And welcome back to Dystopical. We've been talking about the scene. And basically, for the last nearly 40 minutes, we've been telling you what we think is wrong with the scene and things we don't like. But now we're going to talk about what's good about the scene, because obviously there must be a lot of good out there. Otherwise, we wouldn't have one. So someone tell me.
We're all masochists.
I'm so cynical. Someone tell me, what's good about the scene?
Seeing as I'm the only optimist in the room, I'll take this one. I think that the scene is a place for people to hang out who don't have, you know, somewhere where they don't feel they belong. So it actually gives you a sense of community, a sense of belonging. I mean, look at the equal love rallies that Ali Hogg's been running. You know, they're powerful and it gives you a sense of belonging to this community and fighting for something.
Okay, that's a really good point.
Thanks.
Please continue.
Additionally, I think that the businesses are very supportive of each other and that you nodded.
Oh, well, you got Max nodding.
You can't see the nod, yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
I remember when I was working at the 10th Muse and we had a fundraiser for one of the drag kings who was doing the Greatest Shave, and we got sponsorship from Lick, we got sponsorship from the Glossy, from Pinkalicious, all these other venues supporting our venue. So I think that's key, like everyone supporting each other. And I think it's good for artists as well. I mean, there's so many queer...
That's the one that I would have gone with, yeah.
Yeah, like there's so many open mic queer nights or music nights or like the Show Us Your Riffs or the speed dating, Stitching Bitch. There's all these other things that they do.
Well, I think as well, you relate that. If we look at it in relative to the straight scene, mm-hmm. if you want to compare the two, and there isn't that much difference. I've worked in both kind of venues, and that is where the real cynical part comes in. It's hospitality, whether you're in the scene doing hospitality or off it. And
don't you turn this back around to be cynical, Max. This is
no, I'm actually, delving
focus,
deep.
Focus.
I'm delving real deep.
Okay. And what do you got?
Well, we're not here to compare the two. We are just talking about a specific scene. But if you look at it, it's not that bad.
That's the best you can do.
It's not that bad.
It's not totally crap.
Look, I'm behind the bar. I'm not in front of it. So it's a bit different that way. But no, it's like Ben said, it's somewhere for people to go. If we're not masochists, then there's clearly some reason we are there. And it is the whole thing of I don't need to worry about walking around with my gay flag or anything else. I can actually have a beer in peace and not have to discuss sexuality if I don't want to, or I can go to a rally and discuss just that. So
that's actually a really good point, and it was something that meant a lot to me when I came out, which was only a few years ago, was that although we were actually complaining earlier about the fact that it is somewhere that where all we have in common is this kind of queer sexuality, because of that, it means that it's the one place that you can go where you don't have to talk about your sexuality.
Yeah. Yep.
Everyone just goes, okay, you're here, you're obviously queer, however queer you might be in whatever way, let's talk about something else. That's a really good thing. That can feel like a safe space and a really welcome place to be.
You forget that if you don't venture out as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, working in gay venues and then working in straight venues, I was really shocked when questioned. So going back to a gay venue and just going kind of, oh my God, like just ask for a drink and walk away. Don't ask me why my hair's so short.
Don't look at your chest and try to figure out if you're a boy or a girl.
Yeah, I really enjoy that.
Yep.
It's awkward.
I think I've done that before.
Yeah. To Max.
Yeah, well, they end up tipping because they feel bad for being awkward.
For staring at you. Look, I think it's great that we thought of something good because I know that, well, Max and I were saying to each other earlier that we have a tendency to be a little, you know, morbid sometimes.
The alcohol's good too.
So the alcohol can be a good thing as well. Ben, is there anything else that you wanted to say as you are the perky one?
Chirpy.
I'm not perky.
Comparatively speaking.
Well, I just think that the scene is worth venturing out on. I mean, there are negative aspects of it, but there are a heap of positive things too. I mean, it's such a rich art sort of place. It's you can meet a whole bunch of people, like, and there's a lot of things going on it.
And talk about it like a movie that I really want to see now.
Well, I think you should go and
really
check it out then.
I think we should go out later.
I just think that there's pros and cons to everything.
Yes, there are. Is.
Are.
Are. Anyway, I'm really glad that we thought of something good and I feel more positive, blah, blah, blah. So, and you are listening to Dystopical. We've been talking about the scene tonight, the good, the bad, and the very, at times, ugly. And we just talked about the good to finish off because I think it's important to end on a positive note. It's something that I rarely do. So that's been great. Now, one segment that's going to be regularly on the show is, I guess it's kind of our agony aunt column. It's called Dear Dystopical. And you can email us at dear.dystopical@gmail.com or at dystopical.joy.org.au. And the question that I would like to respond to this week is someone who wrote in and said, look, I'm not really into the club scene at all. But I'm a lesbian and I don't really know what the alternatives are as opposed to just like going out and getting smashed with a whole heap of other lesbians. We're going to talk about some alternatives because they are out there. Now, the first one's going to sound strange, but it is like the lesbian bar. I know it sounds like somewhere that you would actually go and get smashed and do lots of scene things, but you can always go on a night that isn't a Friday night or a Saturday night. They're still going to be queer friendly, and there might be a karaoke night or an open mic night. Sometimes there's trivia nights, but on those off nights, you're still likely to find an atmosphere that's low key and friendly. And there's lots of other stuff as well.
There's support groups and there's common interest group, like there's swimming groups and bike riding groups. And if you just turn to the back of the end of the Loddle, there's a list of these things. I think it's the Loddle or the Southern Star. One of them have the list
of
all the...
I think both do, actually.
Yeah, there's a heap of stuff. There's movie groups. There's political action groups, like Reclaim the Nights coming up soon. So you can jump on board and meet other like-minded people, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Well, I'm part of a book group that Farin found on Pink
yeah,
Sofa.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So you can be queer and have something in common.
Exactly.
But there's also, if you look at it as well, there's gay neighbourhoods. Apparently Northcote or Thornbury, I could be wrong, so I hope you don't get a bunch of SMSs, apparently overtook Sydney as like... the gay hotspot. So
wow.
Brunswick, Fitzroy, look anywhere in the north and you've got your different kind of queer atmosphere. And then again in the south, along Chapel Street, Commercial Road, anywhere like that. So it's make your own gay venue. Bring some friends over to basically anywhere on Brunswick Street and it's pretty queer friendly.
Yeah, it's really, really quite a queer friendly area. And you know, and if you're looking to meet people, it's a good way to do it as well. And of course... we can't finish without mentioning the internet.
It's not just for serial killers anymore.
It's not just for serial killers anymore. So, you know, this is a place, well, you kind of think of it as a place that you meet people to date or to sleep with. But, you know, a lot of people meet friends on there as well. And you usually have the option, if you're creating an internet profile, to say what you're looking for. So you can just say that you're up for making friends. Or you can say you're actually up for pretty much anything as specific as you like, depending on the site. And it also depends what you're looking for. If you go to somewhere like Pink Sofa, it's quite an eclectic mix of people. Gaydar Girls is also pretty eclectic. Somewhere like lesbianmatchmaker.com. .au. A friend was asking me today that she was saying that she's, you know, quite attracted to femme women, but she doesn't really know where to meet many kind of her age. And I said, well, why don't you check out this site? Because there's actually lots of, it's quite a femme site compared to other ones that I've seen.
I think Sulfur's pretty femme too, isn't it?
I haven't really used it that much, but I will take you.
I went on there for some promoting a while back.
It's much
promoting. And I remember seeing a lot of femme women on there.
Okay. So, yeah, so Lesbian Matchmaker has quite a big femme community, and also lots of bi and bi-curious women as well as lesbians. And for those of you that are, you know, a bit old school and you specifically know what you want, there's always butchfemmatchmaker.com. And I think the name pretty much says it all. It's specific and you can be as well when you put in what you're looking for. Now, we're about to run out of time, but before we go, since we've been talking about the scene, I think it's worth mentioning what's on the scene later this week.
I think another good way quickly to meet women is just write your number on the back of your local toilet door, but it depends what you're interested in.
And what kind of women you're interested in meeting.
And where else to do that at but the Glass House on Wednesday, which is not a Friday or Saturday night. They have alcohol if you want it, or you could just have soft drink. But they have Metamorphosis, and that's a launch party this week for the newest theatre company that's dedicated to representing the Melbourne queer arts scene. So it's going to have performances by Kay Sarah, Jade Leonard, Dina Curry, Wolfgang Bass, Camp Revolution, DJ Big Mac, Brekkik, and there's actually free drink and finger food around too. So I'm working there at the moment. It should be quite a big night. So it's $20 entry, and that starts from 7 p.m.
There's some other things on this week as well. There is, I think someone wrote in and asked about where the queer open mic nights are, and there's actually one tomorrow night.
Right.
Yeah, they're every Wednesday. They're at the Bendigo. It's called Show Us Your Riffs. They start, I believe, at 6 and go till 11. And they're always looking for new and people, anyone, any new talent on the scene to come and play. And you can get a spot on their Sunday roster this way. Yes, that's the Bendigo tomorrow night. Something else that's going on this week is Pasha's album launch, and you heard Pasha at the beginning of the night.
I love her.
I know, so do I. Is that okay to say on radio?
Yes.
Okay. So she's got her album launch Thursday night at the Order of Melbourne, and she will be launching her debut self-titled album. And I actually met Pasha on this scene as well. We were at Gender Mash a few years ago and she performed. I thought she was very hot. And so we recruited her to come play at Diverso. And then
I remember.
Yeah, she's so talented. I should stop crapping on about Pasha. Yeah. All right. And then there's Grouse Party also at Bendigo Hotel, and that's on Friday night. And they've got special guest DJs, DJ Adelita from Magic Dirt, Leather Locklear, and from Danceteria, and Anne Ominous. And I think she's from Macromantics,
yep.
I believe.
And you also mentioned, again, that's Adelita.
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 Adelita. How did I say it?
No. That's Adelita.
Excited,
oh, all right. Sorry.
From Magic Dirt.
I was just pronouncing it wrong.
She's amazing.
Well, then you'll be at Grouse on Friday
night.
Everybody
can crap on about Katie Pash for 10 minutes, and she is good.
Yes.
That's Adelita.
Okay, thank you so much, guys. Before we go, I'm just going to mention what is on next week's show. Fareen will be back, and we will be talking about lesbians and bisexual women. And we'll have a very special guest on to talk about her experiences being a bisexual woman in the lesbian community here in Melbourne. And also a new member of the community here because she's just moved here. So if you would like to participate in the conversation, Facebook us at Dystopical or email us at deardystopical@gmail.com or dystopical@joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.